For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. And this week we have a chance to visit with one of our newly crowned Stearns County Dairy Princesses, and that's Jaden Smith joining us here on AM 1150. And well, Jaden, first of all, give us a little background, a little insight into you. Tell folks about yourself, maybe a bit about your background and your direct connection to dairy.
Yeah, so I'm currently a senior at Melrose Area High School. Our family milks 40 organic dairy Holsteins just about 10 minutes outside of Melrose.
So dairy and organic and milking cows, I mean, we're pretty fortunate. Everybody understands what that's all about, but we're getting generations and generations kind of away from folks who have firsthand insight into dairy. What do you look like as a dairy princess? Is that kind of part of the reason why you'd like to be princess, is kind of educating folks as, you know, maybe it's not the norm as it is for maybe you or me?
Yeah, most definitely. I always like to hear all the new questions that come up, you know, some things that I've never even heard of before. And, you know, sometimes you get asked some weird questions, and I always like to answer those. Those ones are my favorite. But definitely growing up in the dairy industry, I know that there's people out there who aren't as fortunate to know, like, a lot of the stuff that we know. So I really just like to inform people and talk to many new people.
Jaden, what would you say, what has the dairy industry or growing up and living on a dairy farm, what has that taught you as you've grown up?
I think mostly it's taught me about really good, like, work ethic, but then also just the importance of it all. I mean, like, so many things wouldn't happen without the dairy industry, and there's a really, really big need for it. So I think it's just taught me the importance of dairy and also just good work ethic with it all, because it's definitely not easy.
Yeah, definitely. And there's more than just, you know, milking cows, of course, on a farm. What's your favorite aspects of farm day to day?
Oh, I mean, outside of taking care of cows, I love driving tractor. I could sit in the tractor all day long, every day. It's my favorite place to be.
Is that a green or a red tractor?
It's green all the way.
That was quick. You weren't even going to consider a red one, were you?
No.
No. Hey, talk about being dairy princess. Was this always an idea you've had throughout the years growing up, or how did you get introduced to it?
Yeah, so I ran for dairy princess last year. I was a princess last year, and then I knew, you know, growing up, you know, you see princesses out there, you see them in parades, and every girl wants to be a princess sometime, and I knew that I wanted to be a dairy princess. I wanted to advocate for the dairy industry. And then after last year, I knew that I wanted to do it again just because I had so much fun last year.
So talk about the day before the coronation and such, and in that event just a few weeks ago. Was it nerve-wracking, or as you said, you ran last year, so were you kind of more comfortable and you knew what to expect, or?
I think I was definitely more comfortable this year than I was last year, but it still was a little bit nerve-wracking. I mean, you still have to have your speech memorized, know your stuff for your interview, but it definitely was a lot less nerve-wracking. I felt like I was more prepared. I knew what was coming for me.
So when you got the crown put on your head, what was the knee-jerk feeling after that? Were you surprised? Were you one of the first ones crowned, or what was that like on stage?
I was the second one crowned, so I was kind of standing there. I was like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. A little bit nervous, not as nervous as last year, but then, you know, once that crown goes on your head, you're like, okay, like, we did good. We're fine now. We can just stand here. I want to know who the rest of the girls are coming.
So knowing what last year was all about, what are you expecting this year? Or maybe better question, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to talking to all different kinds of people. I think my favorite are younger kids to talk to because, you know, they ask such silly questions and they're really fun to answer. But I really, really like meeting new people, being around people, getting asked questions about the industry. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Jaden Smith joining us from Melrose and one of the Stearns County Dairy Princesses crowned earlier in March. What's it like speaking to the other young women, too, running for princess and in the program, too? There's got to be some benefits to being around such like-minded individuals, I would assume, too.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's nice knowing that there's other people out there who, you know, are thinking in a similar way to you. They're agreeing with what you're saying, because there are a lot of people who, like, the dairy industry isn't as big as it used to be. I mean, there used to be like 20 people running for Dairy Princess, and now there's like 8 of us this year. So it's very reassuring knowing that there's going to be more princesses to come. I always encourage people to come out. It's so much fun. We all have so much fun together.
Jaden, this might be a bigger question for the day, but are there misconceptions, do you feel, out there in the dairy industry? For example, my daughter, she's lactose intolerant to a certain extent, so she'll drink, a different milk, but her thought process is, Dad, well, see, Dad, I can't have dairy. I'm like, no, correction, you can't have lactose. You can still have dairy. So even the education goes on in our household, too.
Yeah, that definitely is. I think I see a lot more people who are like lactose intolerant, and first I feel really bad for them, because I don't know what I would do if I couldn't have lactose throughout my day. I consume a lot of dairy in my day, but I think honestly that's something that we can look into, and I know with a lot of technology there's been new things that are made in ways so that people who are lactose intolerant can have similar things. They still can drink milk and stuff. They just can't have it directly from the cows. But I think that's still really cool that there's other ways that they can still be getting it in.
Jaden, your future, does it include agriculture? Does it include dairy? Or do you know what kind of direction you're going to be going in?
I do. So I'm currently planning to attend the University of North Dakota with a major in nursing and then a minor in human nutrition. And then I plan to come back and work in a rural hospital somewhere around here to be a nurse anesthetist. But then I also plan to have a smaller farm. You know, I don't know if I see a lot of cows being there, but definitely I still want to have animals. I like being on a farm. I like having land and being in the tractor, like I said.
So is nursing and medical, was that always an interest to you, or did that kind of just surface here in recent years?
I think it's always been an interest since I've been younger. I always loved helping people, making people feel better. But I work as a CNA at the nursing home right now, and that's kind of just hit a special spot. I knew that was something I wanted to do and go into, so I'm very excited for that.
Jaden Smith joining us here on Chasm Radio, one of the newly crowned Stearns County Dairy Princesses. Well, Jaden, we sure appreciate your time. Thanks for playing the Get to Know You game, as introducing you to our listeners and finding out more about you. And first of all, congratulations. And hey, we look forward to visiting with you as the year continues, okay?
Thank you.
Jaden Smith of Melrose joining us. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.